for a second ahead in Mishnah, they makas b'shloisha, lashes. The person essentially loses a shame of for example, he ate an azela or treifa, non kosher animals, non kosher pork, fish, shaved himself with a razor blade, and all kinds of other yisurim. See, they on the side where the person is worthy of the lashes. They said we treat it like the 23 Dayanim because we treat it as similar to a death penalty. The Rebbe says with Malkus the Mokum Nisa the Medes. The person really deserves Nisa, but we give them leniency to the type of Aveyah to only get Malkus. He's our Kodesh Bishloisha. He doesn't have to sit down together and have to decide what day of the month Rosh Chodesh will be. Will it be after the 29th day, or they'll add another day and it'll be after the 30th day? That decision is three Dayanim, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Gamliel, Amen. Gamliel's opinion is Shloisha Maltzpilaim. You start with three, Chavisha Noitim and Noitim, then you bring another two to discuss back and forth. Is it really necessary? You go into the Shiva, and when you make the final decision, we have to have seven Dayanim present for that decision. And different materials, why we pick those numbers. And Gamal Bishloshim will bear. So Maisa, even he agrees that with the Yevon, it's enough to have three. So Maisa, I love it, it's enough to have three, even like a few.